Right now, I'd say probably my top priority is providing an environment where every student can reach their fullest potential. And I feel like the way we're going to do that is by implementing our strategic framework. So that's already in process. I don't know that there are huge budgetary implications in that. As you look through the strategic framework, a lot of these are things that can be done with no additional costs. I do want to talk about school finance since we have this opportunity. In the past 15 years, our community has twice voted by an overwhelming majority to implement bond issues to improve our school buildings. So when we look at our taxes from the schools, the majority of that money is going into those bonds, which was the choice of voters to do that. The rest of our mill levy for the school district that's decided on by the board has stayed level for over 5 years. And that's important to know as well. The board is being fiscally responsible with the money that is available to them. I do think it's important as well to think about the fact that we're still not being fully funded by the state. The Gannon decision came down and asked the legislatures to fully fund our school districts. There are still portions of that that aren't being done, such as special education funding. So we need to think about working with our local legislators, who right now are very supportive for us, on getting them to convince their colleagues to fully fund education so that way we have the resources we need so every child can be successful.